Cape Talk.
Fabulous life.
Fabulous life. And they say it is very hard to actually be properly famous. You know, in this era of 24-hour news cycles and omnipresent cameras, there's no end to the public's hunger for the latest, the craziest news, especially if it involves a celebrity. And so a celebrity really has to curate their brand to get themselves out there. And that's where the role of a celebrity publicist comes in. Every day we see famous people on TV. We read about them in magazines. We see them on social media. But what we don't think about is the hard work of the person behind the scenes who's getting their name and their face out there and is managing the talent. Well, one of South Africa's award-winning top celebrity publicists, Fabrizia Degli Esposti, she's the director of talent and publicity agency 20 Across, and she joins me in studio with a fabulous t-shirt that says the future is female.
And don't you know it?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for having me.
I mean, you represent big names, Zola yes. Nene, Zoe Brown, Jimmy Nevis,
Katlego Mabui, Carl Wastey, the list goes on.
Good luck with Carl. Managing him must be
dynamite comes in small packages.
I mean, describe to us what a celebrity publicist actually is. What does a typical day look like?
Oh, typical day. I always say there is no typical day. It's a lot of admin, surprisingly enough. A lot of communication with the media, a lot of communication with brands who are collaborating with our clients. No day is actually the same. You might think that you have a set course and you have your to-do list, but no day really follows the same path. But I can say that every day is quite admin-filled. Yeah.
Admin in terms of reaching out to media organization, constantly pushing your client, saying, just remember me, remember me.
And also, yes, that as well as a lot of organization and coordination. So once we have campaign work with brands and the media shows interest, then we need to coordinate photo shoots, interviews, live appearances. When is the social media going to go out? Social media calendars. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about.
Let's discuss your journey. I mean, to owning your own business, becoming an award-winning entrepreneur. You started out in PR how many years ago?
So that was 2007. Okay. Somebody actually gave me a chance. They said, you have a nice personality. Have you tried PR? And I said, nah, let's give it a try. And that's exactly when I found my passion, my calling. That's what I was supposed to be doing the rest of my life. Worked in a couple of agencies. Went on to work for a global sportswear brand. Not the one you just mentioned now. But it's competitor. And there I decided that with all the wealth of experience that I had accumulated, that I could actually start my own agency.
Which must be terrifying and exciting at the same time. It's a leap of faith. I think it's something so many people out there want to do. What makes you make that final decision? Okay, that's it. I'm going to, make or break. I'm going to do this thing.
I was actually on holiday in Mozambique at the time and sitting on the beach with my friend, and I just looked at him, and I'd been running crazy schedules, very late days and long days, should I say. And I just looked at him and I said, I could do this for myself, and the stress would all be mine, and it wouldn't be stressful thinking that I owe something to my employer. It can all be taken in, and I can run with it. And I think that's what really drove me. But I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know how or when or what. But the desire was always there. Yeah. So I think I was just ready. I was totally ready to do it. Yeah.
Well, as I said, there are a lot of people out there who would love to be doing what you're doing. So let me just remind listeners that you can join the conversation. Give us a call on 021-446-0567 with any questions that you might have for Fabrizia on entrepreneurship or on being a celebrity publicist. If you want to know some details about who the divas in her clientele.
I will never tell.
I mean, so now in 3 short years, which is, I mean, minimal time, you've built this big client portfolio, big names. This year, launching an office in Johannesburg. And you have a new social media department.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about that decision to create a department around social media.
So the decision was one that I needed to make and I had to make. I had been avoiding it for the longest time because I'm not – I grew up in an analog world with a foot in the digital world. So although I use social media platforms, I didn't find that I was the right person or the right expert to be managing that for my clients until I looked at my staff. And I saw that I had the expertise sitting right in front of me. So that's when I decided, use what you have, use the resources that you have, and trust them also, because they know what they're doing. So that was the decision to start the social media department, which is going fantastically well.
What's changed in 3 years? Because, social media has developed so much in 3 years. There must be a core strategy, and then how do you adapt that for social media?
So the social media platforms are an additional platform for the celebrity or the personality to make themselves heard, seen and heard, and engage with their followers. I think that's the most important thing, is that it's a platform where their followers and fans can directly engage with them and hopefully receive responses or some indication that there is a relationship between the two, which is very hard to do if they just read an article or see them on TV, for example. So social media gives you that engagement level.
They also, Twitter fails. We've seen people lose their jobs over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is that saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Yes and no. I think if there's bad publicity, it's how you spin it. You always hear about spin doctors, and it's how you spin that bad publicity and what you say and what you do and how you react to a crisis. That whole thing of saying no comment is actually worse than not saying anything at all. There's no such thing as bad publicity. I would agree to a certain point. It's how you spin it. It's definitely how you spin it.
Our politicians mm-hmm. love the whole no comment, silence is the best policy. We're seeing that particularly at the moment. But in the age of social mm-hmm. media, where your response is required so quickly, how do you do that between a knee-jerk reaction or a more measured response? How do you manage people saying to you, okay, we need a response, we need it now?
It's not acting on those knee-jerk reactions. Emotion in a response is one of the worst things that you can do. When you are emotional and you're responding to something or someone attacking you and you want to defend yourself, that's actually where you get yourself into trouble. It's rather just take a break, take a breath, and it doesn't have to be 3 days. It can just be 5 minutes, just center yourself, speak to your team around you, and together come up with a way forward. Don't react to something straight away. And seriously, if you say no comments, it's actually worse than not saying anything at all. Rather take yourself away from the situation and come in when you have something to say.
Do you have an example of when you had to do something like that?
I had an incident last year, and I'm not going to mention the client's names or the brand's name. But there was a situation where the brand ambassador, which was my client at the time, had signed a contract, and he was the title that he had in that contract was of brand ambassador. So as far as he was concerned, he could say that he was a brand ambassador on social media. And he did that, and the brand attacked him on social media and said, "You are not a brand ambassador." And it really, really, it actually ended up in, it became a racial war, a Twitter war. And it really, really became very ugly very quickly. That was phone calls from 6 o'clock in the morning straight through to the rest of the day. And having to control the client who only wanted to retaliate and defend himself. But in the background, I had to sit down with the brands, sit down with the agency that had given out the contract, and really understand what went wrong and how it went wrong before a comment was made. So, yeah, it has happened.
Cool, calm heads in the age of social media.
Cool, calm heads. It doesn't always happen, but it is the best solution, definitely.
Well, if you're just tuning in, first of all, I'm Melanie Rice, standing in for Pippa today, and I'm in conversation with Fabrizia Degli Esposti. She is the director of talent and publicity agency 20 Across. She is a celebrity publicist. So I mean, working as a celebrity publicist mm-hmm. in South Africa, we're still developing those massive names.
Yes.
You know, South Africans still turn to American names, English names.
Correct.
And local talent is so important.
Mm-hmm.
What are the advantages and disadvantages, particularly of working in South Africa?
I think the advantages are that you still have people that are completely and utterly authentic and genuine and that aren't starstruck. Of course, you do get your exceptions, but I think it's still a very accessible market. If you're a celebrity or personality in South Africa's market, you can still have meet and greets with your fans. You are still attainable or reachable for the fans. So you can organize things like that where fans and followers can meet their heroes. Where I find the disadvantages overseas are that those heroes or those celebs are just so inflated, and surrounded by paparazzi all the time that no one has a chance to get any closer to them. And as I said, there are exceptions in South Africa, but they're far and few between.
And what, I mean, you talk about that down to earthness that, you know, our home crowd. How do you determine which clients, are there any clients that you turn away and say, sorry, I can't represent you?
It needs to be a fit. It needs to be in any relationship, especially one where you are selling. At the end of the day, we're salesmen. That's what we do in PR and publicity. We sell. And if there isn't a story and if there isn't a relationship between ourselves and the client, it's very hard to sell and sell genuinely. With vigor and what's the word I'm looking for? Belief, behind that person. So I think an initial, interview with that person is always necessary just to kind of suss out the situation. And if all goes well, then give it a trial period. Yeah.
A question on WhatsApp saying, what is the meaning of 20 across your company?
I worked with a business coach, and so my nickname is Fabs, so Fabrizio Fabs, and he kept on saying to me, please don't call your business Fabulous Communications. I'm like, but why? It's so fabulous. And he said, please don't, just don't. You want to be professional. So I said, okay, fair enough, and I went off and I thought about a slogan first, and what I wanted to do was deliver on my clients' promises. So whatever my clients promise to their fans, their followers, their consumers, I would help them deliver on those promises. So I had that. Delivering on your promises was my slogan. I didn't have a company name. But I went to the beach with a crossword puzzle, and it was actually a crossword puzzle book, opened it up to this random crossword puzzle, started doing it, and the clue to number 20 across was marriage vows. And the answer was promises, which linked directly to my slogan. So there we go, 20 across, delivering on your promises.
That's a wonderful story.
Thank you.
Another question on the WhatsApp line asking, in your words, I mean, what is a celebrity in South Africa?
I think anyone who's in the media eye. We also have, I distinguish between a celebrity and a personality. So a celebrity for me is somebody that is very much in the public eye, in the media eye. Then you also get a personality, which a lot of people like to think of as influencers or call influencers. And those are the people that are literally influencing, the people around them, whether they be a blogger, a vlogger, a content creator, they could be a chef. That's a personality, you know, their first port of call isn't necessarily a TV show or their social media platforms, but they are just a really good chef and they've got the personality and they're out there. So I distinguish between the two, celebrity and personality. Yeah. Hope that answers
because
the question.
It does. I mean, it does for me. If it doesn't for our listener, then I encourage them to WhatsApp back. But I mean, there's some people that say that the influence of a blogger or vlogger mm-hmm. in this day and age is actually more than traditional media. Do you agree with that?
No, I think everyone has their place, quite honestly. It depends on what your target markets or who you're targeting. If it's an older generation or older target market, you know, print magazine interaction or media exposure might be the way to go. Whereas if you're dealing with somebody who's in their early 20s, it might be a vlog or blog or Instagram. So it really depends on who you're trying to reach. Yeah, so nothing's taboo. Nothing's out of the question. Yeah.
I remember reading in your bio, you mentioned your business coach.
Yes.
Was it a case of, I don't know, I mean, to turn to the idea of actually starting your own business, was it a case of, I know I want to do something, I, and just, I mean, what did a business coach mean for you in terms of crystallizing things in your brain.
So I knew I wanted to start a business, and I had actually been saving for many years towards a business. So, you know, I needed to buy a laptop and I needed to have some capital to start, but I didn't know exactly what. And I had so many passions and so many likes and so many skills that I could potentially use. So I needed somebody that could help me filter all of that and almost funnel my ideas. So that is exactly what my business coach helped me do, is he actually asked me to put all of my potential business ideas on an Excel spreadsheet, and on a scale of 1 to 10, measure them by passion. It was called the passion meter. So I needed to tell him how passionate I was about that certain thing. And then also I needed to tell him what was the starting capital. How long would it take me to start that business? Who would my target market be? How much would my sale or my costs or my services cost, should I say? So he really helped me determine exactly which direction I was going in. And then it all just fell together. It all just came together. Yeah.
What would your advice be to particularly female entrepreneurs?
Just get in there and do it. You are going to find that people will judge you. If you are a strong personality, you will encounter some hate. not everyone can understand that strong woman can get things done without being political.
A male is assertive, a woman is aggressive.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I've come across a lot of that in my lifetime, and in my career. And that is unfortunately something that you will have to deal with, but don't let it get you down. Just carry on going. Believe in what you're doing. And believe in your abilities and your skills. And as far as I'm concerned, yes, we distinguish between businesswomen and businessmen. But at the end of the day, we're all business people. And we all have the same skills and we all do the same work. So there's no reason why we should be distinguished, yet we are. Yeah.
You did win the Emerging Entrepreneur Award at the Regional Business Awards.
I did.
What does an award like that mean for you after such hard work?
I was telling my friends and family before I won the award that my heart needed the win. I wanted the win, but I needed it because I had put so much of my heart and soul into creating my business and running my business and teaching the skills to my staff, and building what I have today, that I just needed that one little extra spark to keep me going. And boy has it. So I think it's still sinking in, and it's been about a month and a half. So yeah.
And there's obviously networking that then happens. Correct. Through that award.
Yes. What we've also done at 20 Across is we've started to PR or do the public relations for brands and services and products. So not only just people, but also bigger things. You know, we can look at hotels, we can look at clothing, we can look at footwear, anything. Because as far as I'm concerned, the way that we work with brands and with personalities, should I say, is the exact same way that you work with a brand. I don't distinguish between the two. They are the same thing. A personality is a brand, and the same qualities that you use to PR a personality or the same ones that you use for brands. So that's where we're going now. And I think the win is definitely going to help me steer my business in that direction.
I do have enough time to ask you what you think of the Nike campaign.
I would rather, I'm not going to say no comment. Let me get
this
back to you on that one.
Reaction,
yeah, exactly. Let me get back
publicist.
To you.
I'll get back to you. Fabrizia Degli Esposti, she is the director of talent and publicity agency 20 Across. If people want to find out more about your agency, how can they do that?
Very easy. Across a website is 20across.com, Facebook 20 Across, and Instagram 20 Across. It's simple. Don't go onto Twitter. I haven't touched it in years, so don't follow my Twitter.
Fabrizia, thank you so much for joining us about your fabulous life today.
Thank you so much, Melanie. It's been fantastic. Thank you.